You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, we are back again. The WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we are at Chickies in South Philly on a summer Friday. Ike, we have football back. How you feeling, brother?
Damn right. Jack, damn right we do, brother Spike. I don't like the way this sounds in my ear, but we'll get that situated as we move on. I'm feeling good. Big victory for us last night. Listen, that was a good team we played last night. Could have been a playoff team. We found a way to win that game. You got to be excited about what you saw. Jackie Baseball, we were off on the diamond, but we're in Big Texas tonight. But damn it, we got things we need to work out with our Philadelphia Eagles. Holla at your boy.
Quarterback controversy? Come on, man.
All right, stop it. We're not doing that today. All right? We're not doing that today. Clickbait Fritz over there.
Just kidding.
Rage bait Fritz.
Just kidding.
Just checking the temperature.
Yeah, just want to see how everyone's doing. Yeah. You know? I know. Very insecure around here. Yeah. It's okay. It was a great night.
We have a big show, as we always do, but particularly big show today, as we announce the final Mount Rushmores. The main one happening at 2:30, that will be the Philadelphia Mount Rushmore. We will get the voting in on that. Jack will unveil the caller Mount Rushmore at 3:30. Joe DeCamera joins us at 4:30 to do a Mount Rushmore of 80s ladies. And Elliot Shore Parks will be here with us at 3 o'clock to talk about last night's game. It is a big friggin' show. So the topic today, and I think there's a lot to talk about from last night's game, actually. Once we get past the main thing, I think there are a number of things we have to talk about. But the main thing today, and everybody's been talking about, is how good Tanner McKee looked last night. And he looked awesome. Tanner McKee looked really, really good last night. But I think it's fair to mention this is not the first time Tanner McKee has looked good. And it's not maybe for a national audience, but it's not the first time that we've seen Tanner McKee play well. Mm-hmm. We've seen Tanner McKee play well in the preseason. We saw Tanner McKee play well in the regular season last year as well. So I don't think it's a surprise to anyone that Tanner McKee looked good. And I know it is a preseason game. I have plenty of perspective that it was a preseason game. I get it. But afterwards, all I was seeing online, and I've heard people talking about, is what can we get for Tanner McKee, right? Would you trade Tanner McKee for a second-round pick? What if we got 2 second-round picks for Tanner McKee? Let me be absolutely 100% clear. I would not trade Tanner McKee for a second-round pick. I wouldn't trade Tanner McKee for 2 second-round picks. I would not trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick. And here is why. We are trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Mm-hmm. The point of this year is to win a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts has gotten hurt in every year of his career. He has missed games in every year of his career. I don't want a Super Bowl run to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Derailed. If in the middle of one of the toughest stretches of the season, Jalen goes out for a month. Because this schedule is very hard. The difference between winning 12 games and 10 games or 13 games and 11 games or whatever it is could be the difference between having home playoff games and having road playoff games. Like, this season is too important. We have a ton of draft picks in the future. I am confident in Tanner McKee. In Tanner McKee, we have not just a talented quarterback, but a quarterback who has been around here a few years, a quarterback who knows the personnel, a quarterback who the coaches know, who could slide in seamlessly if Jalen Hurts goes out. I am not doing the whole thing where I'm saying they will be just as good with Tanner McKee as they would with Jalen. It's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is I am fully confident in Tanner McKee going in there for a month and a half, 2 months, whatever he needs to go in and keep the ship afloat. And keep our Super Bowl hopes alive if Jalen Hurts were to get hurt. And I am not getting rid of that for a draft pick. I'm not getting rid of it for two draft picks. This season is too important. If we want to win a Super Bowl, if this is the most important position in sports, quarterback, I want to invest in that position. And the best investment I can have is having a good backup quarterback, and we already have one.
All right, so here's the deal here. I love Tanner McKee as a quarterback. I have from day one, the first summer that we saw him. I thought he was better than Kenny Pickett. Last year, I thought he was the true number two on this team, which is why the Eagles were willing to move on from Kenny Pickett, even though they traded. I forget what they traded to get Kenny Pickett here.
But I think it was a third.
It was a fourth that turned into a third, maybe.
Yeah, something. Yeah. And then, yeah.
So they certainly are impressed with Tanner McKee, and his development since they drafted him here is obviously showing when he gets a chance to go out there and play. That being said, I'm not saying I'm looking to trade him.
Sure.
But I'm not going to just ignore phone calls either. So if somebody is desperate enough out there, Cleveland, New Orleans, hell, I don't know, Indy, you give me some teams out there that may be interested in a guy like Tanner McKee and desperate enough that they would give us, you telling me a first-round pick you wouldn't take?
No.
I would.
I would not.
Because here's the thing. There has to be, and I haven't looked at the market, so I blame me for not having some sort of research and information here for us as to what veteran, what other quarterback would you go out and get if you get rid of Tanner McKee.
Right.
So I don't have that in front of me, and I don't believe the Eagles would do it without a legitimate plan in place. Let me just say that. They aren't going to trade Tanner McKee and say, okay, DTR, you're our backup quarterback, or what's his name, Kyle McCord?
Kyle McCord.
Yeah. You're going to be the backup quarterback. The Eagles wouldn't trade Tanner McKee, and that is their backup plan. They would have something in mind. So I would trust them from that standpoint. A first-round pick does a lot for you that Tanner McKee may not be able to do for you. Now, let me just say this. Let me slow walk it real quick before I pass it over to Fritz, who I know you're probably trading for a bag of chips or anything you can get. If Tanner McKee has to play a couple games, right, Jalen goes down.
Yep.
You mean to tell me with the roster that we have, you couldn't find a veteran quarterback out there that could get you through those couple of games just like Tanner McKee could till Jalen comes back? There has to be a quarterback out there who has in-game playing experience other than the end of the season that Tanner McKee has that could be valuable to you with this roster to hold down the fort until Jalen comes back. If it's an extended period of time that he has to take over, I would trust a guy who has experience in this situation. I don't know if Tanner McKee can play 6 or 7 games, including playoffs, and get you to a championship. He hasn't had to do that. So I don't know if he can do that. So I'm measuring all that up against the value of a first-round draft pick that I can have at my disposal to do whatever. You know how valuable that is? You got 2 first-round picks. You can move up in the draft to get a player that you seek in the top 15, top 10, whatever it may be. Like, it's so much more valuable to you to have that asset than Tanner McKee if somebody's going to give you that much value for him. The Eagles could do so much with that first-round pick. I love Tanner McKee. I love him. I don't know what he would be able to do that a backup quarterback with some experience couldn't do with this roster. This is a very talented roster. A veteran backup quarterback should be able to come in here and win a couple of games till Jalen comes back.
215-592-9494. Tanner McKee, played great last night. Would you trade him for a second? Would you trade him for a first? Jack?
So I got a name? When they eventually, hopefully, trade Tanner McKee.
No. And by the way, here's another thing.
I got a name.
Hold on. He's under contract for 2 more years. This year and 1 more year. Trade him next offseason.
Amazing. Yeah. See, you've already ruined Tanner McKee for me. I was ready to come in today, say they'd win at least 10 games with him, obviously.
Of course they would.
And it was totally decreases the value of quarterback in this team. But regardless, you obviously would trade him for a first-round pick. That is ridiculous.
No, like, I would not.
It goes so much further than what a backup quarterback could do. Like, you're doing this out of fear that Jalen could get hurt.
It's not fear. It's reality. We won a Super Bowl when our starting quarterback went down because our backup quarterback was good.
And it's the only time it's happened in the history of the NFL.
No, it's not.
Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl. Two times in 60
Doug
years.
Doug Williams.
I don't even know if he was a backup. Who cares? Well, I wasn't alive
was
yet.
He was.
I wasn't alive. Okay. Don't care.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Moving on. Like, let's stop living in fantasy land.
It's not fantasy
land.
It
is fantasy land. It's a seventh round player, the 61 on Madden, and we're not trading him for a first round pick? That is ridiculous. And yes, I have a name of a guy who has won games in the NFL at a high level that is still a free agent that could come in and keep the ship afloat if Jalen got hurt. Carson Wentz. He's right there.
Oh, shut up.
He's everything that Ike was looking for in a quarterback.
Yeah, he looked great last year. I'll tell you what, Tanner McKee is a better quarterback right now than Carson Wentz.
Maybe.
Let's not derail the show.
I don't want to.
I don't want to derail the show either. I just feel like I'm living in la-la land.
We're not living in la-la land.
Yeah, it's a first-round pick.
Use your eyes.
Dude,
you stop with the Wentz stuff.
Do you know what it is?
Never.
You're the kind of guy, Jack, who loses your spare tire in the back, and they tell you it's $100 to get a new spare tire, and you're like, when am I going to need a spare tire? And then you're driving to work. All of a sudden, you have a tire blowout. You have the most important show of your life, and you don't show up there because you don't have your spare tire.
And guess what I would do?
It is the most important position in sports. We have always had a really good backup here. I want to have a good backup here because I don't want my Super Bowl plans derailed because I traded Tanner McKee.
It's a first round pick. It's so much more valuable than a backup quarterback.
Not this year. Not right now.
But I'm a Windows man, and it's not all about this year for me. Like, if they win the Super Bowl, great. Whatever. But getting a first-round pick, to me, is actually more valuable than making the Super Bowl.
And the other thing, you're out of your mind.
Crazy.
Well, and the
Happy Friday.
The other thing I would bring up here is that whatever team you're trading him to, you're making that team better.
What about the Rams? If Stafford's cooked, you get that Falcons first-round pick from them.
No.
Why?
Because the Falcons first-round pick's going to be like 18 or something.
That's pretty valuable.
And by the way, like, think about the Giants.
Would you trade Saints pick.
You're not getting a top.
Would you trade Tanner McKee to the Giants?
Sure.
Okay, but the Giants with Tanner McKee are probably going to win 10 games.
Damn.
I don't know about that.
I think so. I mean, I think we've
gone so far with Tanner McKee. I mean, you hope he's Nick Foles. We're acting like the guy's Tom Brady. Like, he's...
No!
He's serviceable. He's serviceable. He's fine.
He's good.
We're going a smidge overboard in
Reminds
my opinion.
Reminds me a lot of one of my former teammates.
Ooh, Coy Detmer.
Not Coy. No.
Who?
Matt Schaub.
Oh, okay. Well, didn't he throw 35 touchdown passes one year?
Yeah, over 4,000 yards. Yeah. Matt Schaub. That's what he kind of reminds me of.
All right. 2-1.
But he also, Matt Schaub had Andre Johnson.
Well, yeah. Well, we got a couple of guys here.
Yeah, Andre Johnson. Who was the running back in Houston back then?
Was that before Arian
Foster?
No, it was Foster, right? Yes, that's who it was, Arian Foster. Yep.
Vegan. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first-round pick? And also, by the way, we do have another spot to give away in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Only four spots left.
Four spots left in the league. So for next question today, you tell us why you should be in the Fantasy Football League. The only rule is, you have two rules. You have to set your lineup every week, and you have to be able to make the draft August 22nd at 6 p.m. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you are on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Once again, Spike starting the season off with a terrible take. Once again, just like
just
last
another year.
Like, you know, added to the stash. First of all, you
most important position in sports, and you're like, whatever.
Tanner McKee is a baller, great, play well, all that. But like, let's be real. Like this dude, like, we ain't seen him versus no elite team. Like, the Bengals got, like, one of the worst defense of all. Even when he played, what was it, the Giants last year? They was terrible. Like, and I don't want to diminish what he does.
No, we would never do that.
That's about to happen today because we're talking about this. Because, like, the man can sling it. You know what I'm saying? The man looked great last night. Like, I actually was excited watching a preseason game. And these our last couple years preseason been boring. Yeah. But a first-round pick? Like, are you serious?
I am serious. Who's playing backup? Who's your backup quarterback, Corey?
Hold on. We got A.J. Brown for a first-round pick, right? So you could get a player.
Yeah,
like
but
eight, we listen. We traded the 18th pick. You said like the 18th. We traded the 18th pick actually for A.J. Brown. So you saying you wouldn't get a player like that for Tanner McKee?
What we have enough good players on offense. We have enough.
Offense, but there's two sides. You saw that defense last. You saw Keely Gringo and Adoree Jackson.
All I heard is we can't play good. We can't pay good players here anymore. We have enough. We have enough good players because we got to pay Jalen Carter and we got to pay Nolan Smith and we got to pay. You know, we got to pay. So you're gonna. By the way, Tanner McKee costs nothing. He costs nothing. So the idea. So who's playing backup quarterback for you then, Corey?
Hold up. We won games with Kenny Pickett. I would trade a fifth round pick to go get Kenny Pickett back from the Browns. They got 19 quarterbacks. And
none of them are good.
First.
Yeah, look, if you think Kenny Pickett is getting you through six games, which is possible, who knows? Are you telling me that any quarterback could come in here and win games for the Eagles? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if the starting quarterback go down, we're not winning the Super Bowl anyway. Like, you living off this anomaly.
Well, they could, though.
He just goes down for a couple of weeks.
If he can get you for a couple of weeks, he can get, like, Kenny Pickett.
I don't know. What if Jalen gets dinged up in the final regular season game, gets a concussion, misses the first playoff game?
Then we might lose. We might be going home.
Yep. Well, also, we might win. I'm in Super Bowl town, USA, and everybody is so – everybody's so, like, easy to give up on a Super Bowl for a draft pick.
It's not that. It's just that, like, first of all, I'm not the GM, right? You're asking us. I don't go into the game saying, like, oh, what if this guy gets hurt? Also, I'm saying to you, if we need a guy to come in to be serviceable, right, you can't tell me a guy like Kenny Pickett, dude. I mean, I'm not saying Jameis Winston. He turned the ball over 100 times, but a guy like that, you know what I'm saying?
Well, we just tell Jameis to hand the ball off. We might be okay.
Joe Flacco led the Browns to the playoffs like a couple years ago.
That's right. Bring him back.
4-year-old Joe Flacco, right? So what I'm saying is, like, if we need him to – just be a game manager for a couple games. I'm not worried about that. With A.J. Brown, Devontae, Saquon in them.
Yeah, it's almost like every quarterback.
Yeah, it's almost like every quarterback could just pretty good in and win games.
You know that's where they're going, winning, Corey.
It's almost like that. Wow.
Listen, hold on. Y'all can point to that all y'all want. I don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't care about none of that. I'm trying to win football games. Y'all can do y'all's little bit and all that. I don't care about that.
No bets.
My bets here. I just want to win games. If I can get a first-round pick to make my team better, like I said.
Totally.
Y'all saw Keely Ringo. Y'all saw Adoree Jackson and them dudes. Sidney Brown.
Well, nobody was worried about those guys 2 weeks ago. Yeah, you know, everybody told me Josh Uche was going to be fine, and Keely Ringo has all these tools. And
that's Elliot and your other crew. I said I was one saying to go get Jalen Ramsey when he was available. I said go do that. Right?
No, I'm going to tell you who we should have gotten. I'm going to tell you who we should have gotten. Hold on, Corey. Jair Alexander is what we should have done.
We should have. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what we should have done.
That's what I was saying. So, you know.
Should have kept Isaiah Rodgers for Christ's sake.
Yes.
$4 million.
But just so y'all know, look. so we put this out here. Spike said the 18th pick, so that's what we got for A.J. Brown. He would not trade Tanner McKee for A.J. Brown. That's what Spike just said.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's
exactly
not
what he said.
By the way, how many wide receivers do you need? All right.
Well, we need defensive players. Like, listen,
we can't pay any of them.
Yeah, but if we're going to play, all right, if we're going to pay Jalen Carter $40-some million after the year, Nolan Smith $20-some million after the year, you're going to pay Jalen Hurts an extension after the year. Having another first round pick to draft a defensive player would be huge. Yeah. Even a second round pick. Again, I would trade him for a second round pick. I wouldn't really trade him for a third round pick.
No,
but like,
hell no, not a third round.
But like,
how many second round picks do you need, Jack?
What does that
we
even
already
mean?
Have,
no.
Because
what does that
we
even
have
mean?
16 draft picks
13.
Next year.
13. But like,
they're not all going to make the roster.
But by the way, you can trade those guys and go up and get the better players too. Like it's just
that's
creating,
why I want the extra pick.
It's creating more assets. Come on, you're all about optionality, Spike. You know that.
Yeah.
By the way, speaking of defense, y'all see Jihad last night?
He looked good,
man.
He looked good. We have a lot to talk about from last night.
Yeah.
There's some guys that look good. That receiver looked good too.
Which one? Cooper?
Cooper looked good, too. He looks like he's got to make the team.
41 is messing me up.
Yeah. I know. It's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, I've got to get the numbers straight out
that.
On this team.
They'll fix that. All right. 215-592-9494.
He was a damn running back that came out of the backfield or something.
And then, speaking of running backs, that little guy, Powell, what is he?
I like
five,
that little
five,
dude.
Seven?
Yeah. Yeah,
keep
little,
him, too.
A little sprozy. Yeah. Yep.
Would you trade him for a first round pick?
Nope. 215-592-9494. Would you trade Tanner McKee for a first round pick? And for next question today, if you want to be in the afternoon show Fantasy Football League, you got to tell us why. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Speaking of fantasy football, draft time coming up. Book your fantasy football draft party at Chickies and Pete's, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.